For breakfast. Brought to you by the Whipples Volkswagen End of Financial Year Sale.
Well, today, International Father's Mental Health Day. That's June 18. And did you know that 1 in 10 expecting or new dads experience perinatal anxiety or depression here in Australia? The problem is more than half don't seek support. And to tell us a little bit more about it and how you can do exactly that, Dr. Bronwyn Lee, the Director of Centre for Perinatal Psychology, joins us for breakfast. Good morning to you, Doctor, and thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
All right. First of all, you might just tell us a little bit about perinatal depression and anxiety, particularly amongst fathers.
Well, perinatal means in pregnancy or the first year after having a baby. And depression and anxiety is really just a change in mood that is somewhat pervasive, lasting more than a couple of weeks. And the changes in mood might be feeling more stressed, more agitated, more worried about things, feeling overburdened. In men, it can look like also feeling agitated, irritable, feeling more aggressive, or there's a lack of motivation or opting out of things. So spending more time at work rather than going home, these kinds of things.
Is it the case that men are just being men and the same with their normal mental health, that they're not seeking the support? Is this why they're not getting the support?
We think there are a few key areas to barriers to help seeking during this time for men. I mean, one is sort of more community and socially based, and that is that by and large, perinatal services are very much geared towards women and that men can feel excluded from the process. That sort of needs to change out there in the community and in terms of service provision, that we need to be more father-friendly and father-inclusive. However, going back to your point, yes, there's something about men sort of not wanting to step up here. By and large, men hold negative views about depression and anxiety, and in fact, 43% of first-time dads believe that postnatal depression or anxiety is a sign of weakness. That's a huge barrier to help seeking.
Well, I've spoken about it many, many times on my show and my personal battle with mental health and my continued treatment of, and the impact is catastrophic. Suicide's still the biggest killer of men under 45 years of age. I wish I still was under 45, but nonetheless, it is a real problem, and it's not just here, it's right around the world. And we've seen recently, of course, Anthony Bourdain and other high-profile people, and that's when conversations start like this. So what advice would you give for families, and particularly dads out there who are struggling to cope?
Well, first of all, we want to really level the playing field and normalise that having a baby is a tricky time for everyone. It's a mixed experience, and we need to hold families in mind, hold fathers in mind, and acknowledge the challenges of fatherhood. We also want to encourage people to step up and reach out. So if there are any expectant or new fathers listening, we encourage you to talk about how you're feeling, whether you feel you're depressed or anxious or not. Talk to someone that you trust. That's a good place to start. That might be your partner, a friend, a work colleague, or it could be your GP. That's always a great place to go.
All right. And what about where people can go for a little more information?
Of course, you can head to our website, which is centreforperinatalpsychology.com.au, and we provide information, advice, along with where to find help across Australia.
All right, and we've got those contact details here. You can also call us on 13 27 10 and we can pass on any information that you need. Dr. Bronwyn Lee, thank you very much for your time this morning, and a great day for men to really think about their mental health, and particularly our new dads out there, the International Father's Mental Health Day. And thanks again for your time.
Oh, my God, your last interview there just totally resounded with me, mate. I recently went and got some help for my mental health.
Good on you.
And, all of that. And I didn't even know there was anything like that. But everything that lady was saying resounded with me, mate. There's a whole lot of pressure when your wife becomes pregnant that you're the breadwinner and you've got to be able to make a certain amount of money and that. And, I was really cranky and all the time at my wife.
Exactly.
It took me about 2 years. I've tried tried to go a couple of times, but I'd only go once and go off into the bullshit, you know, but yeah, I go on my second, oh, well, I've been going for 3 months, I guess, once I was away from work.
Yep.
Yeah, it's leaving on the antidepressants trying to help me out. So yeah, thanks very much, Lee.
All right, to tell us his thoughts on the weekend of rugby league that was, and a quick preview of upcoming Sunday night action with State of Origin, and you'll hear that live here on Triple M. It is one of our Triple M call team, Anthony Maroon. Good morning, Maroon. Cold all across the place, and I know it's cold where you are at the moment too.
Mate, it's a miserable, miserable day. I'm just looking out my window here and... mate, they're all off to work, and I think, good luck to you. Get out there and earn yourself some money.
Well, you were doing your bit yesterday. I heard you on the radio with the boys, Kenty and Gordon Tallis. Plenty of discussion about forward passes, tennis balls coming out of cars, and even a fly hitting the back windscreen, which I thought was absolutely fantastic. But if there's one thing that would have warmed the cockles of your heart, my friend, it would have been South Sydney's performance over Parramatta. A good first half from my boys, but boy, oh boy, the Rabbitohs, they're looking the real deal in 2018.
Well, you know, they really are, mate. There's certain times in that game where they just turned it on, and Parramatta weren't in the same class. So they haven't really had to get out of second gear for the last couple of weeks, the Rabbitohs. But for Parramatta, geez, mate, they've got a lot of problems, haven't they? And I suppose this week, this year, it's just a week-to-week thing, mate. I've been thinking about you, buddy. It's a long way to go, too. People talking about finals and grand. There's a long, long way to go yet.
But still, they are a long, long way out of it. They've got more issues than Reader's Digest, mate, and I don't know what they're going to do about it. And they're not alone, unfortunately, because, of course, North Queensland and poor old Jonathan Thurston be wishing he retired 18 months ago, I would imagine, after Friday night.
Yeah, well, mate, I tell you what, either of those two are in as much trouble as the Dogs, count your blessings.
Well, it was good to see Gold Coast Titans getting a comprehensive win over the Doggies, and they might have turned the little corner. The Roosters proving they're certainly the real thing against competition front runners, Penrith Panthers. But when you talk about the front runners, St George, boy, they showed on Saturday that they too are a team to be reckoned with this year, just thumping Manly.
Yeah, and look, it's funny now, Lee, if you look at the top four, you've got the Dragons, the Rabbitohs, the Warriors and the Panthers. So the top four are looking very formidable. But you've got a massive gap between 8th and 9th. And I wonder if those teams 9th and lower can rescue that. What team could? Maybe the Raiders could on what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
But the Raiders are so hot and cold. We might just already have our 8 set in stone.
Yeah, look, it's certainly looking like that, isn't it? A great game that we saw too Saturday night between the Broncos and the Sharks. The Broncos just getting home there, and that's where the controversy caused with some forward pass calls. Look, all this hands going backwards, balls floating forwards, it's always going to be controversial. There needs to be something set in stone by the NRL.
Well, mate, if we were kids growing up in the 80s, we would have said, let's get Professor Julius Sumner Miller in here with a bottle of milk and a hard-boiled egg and a block of chocolate, and he'll sort this out for us.
Exactly. Put the candle in the bottom of the bottle and see what happens. fantastic stuff. But it really, they need to sort something out there. And it's good to see there's been a little bit of a change as far as the referees' crackdown is concerned, a few less penalties. Let's hope that that is the case again when Sunday night comes up. State of Origin, I know you've got a fantastic call, and even you're going to be down there at the game, which will just be brilliant. People can come along and say good day to the Triple M call team.
Well, mate, I tell you what, we should be good. We're out there broadcasting live, and then it should be a full house, and hopefully, for the sake of the game, for the sake of the series, Queensland can pin them back and make it 1-1. I hope so.
Oh, mate, well, as a long-suffering New South Welshman, I can't agree, but I know what you're saying is, for the sake of the series, it's always nice to have that third game, not a dead rubber. But either way, we're likely to see a fantastic game. And look, we could even see Kalyn Ponga if Billy Slater isn't 100%.
Yeah, well, I just think the kid will just go straight to it. I don't think he'll be overawed by the situation at all. He is just the most amazing talent. He's compelling to watch, and is somebody who's never watched rugby league could look at a game and say, this kid's a star.
Yes, most definitely. And you'll see them all, and you'll hear it all live here on Triple M State of Origin coming up Sunday night. Maroon, thanks for your time as always. Great to talk rugby league, and we'll talk again next week.
No worries, Lee. Talk then.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious, and apparently Mexican lingerie company Vicky Form has created a pair of undies that vibrate every time a goal is scored in the World Cup. The underwear brand unveiled the new product on Thursday ahead of the World Cup kickoff with an advert that begins with the spurious stat that every year 4 million couples separate because of football. It goes on to show a couple arguing because the man in question ignores his partner as soon as he starts watching the footy. The woman tries on the Vicky Form vibrating underwear, suddenly starts taking an interest, gets excited about a penalty, and, well, you can pretty much guess the rest. Twitter users have been quick to decry the advert and the product as grossly sexist, which of course they are. But given there has already been 5 matches where only one goal was scored in 90 very long minutes, it's unlikely they're going to save too many marriages. And a fiery stunt by the Czech president has stunned journalists. Miloš Zeman announced a press conference for Thursday, but instead of briefing reporters, he had 2 firefighters in protective gear burn a huge pair of red undies. Yes, Czech media said the boxer shorts in question had been hoisted by activists in 2015 and replaced the official presidential flag on Prague Castle. The 72-year-old has often clashed with the press, even waving a fake machine gun at reporters last year. But no, at least when our pollies get caught with their pants down, they don't burn their undies, just a few bridges.
The comments by the Prime Minister, they were inept and unnecessary.
You cannot be serious!
Music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
He was the most controversial contestant that The Voice had ever seen, but last night, Sam Perry reversed all of that and was crowned this year's winner of The Voice Australia.
The winner of The Voice 2018 is Sam!
The 28-year-old loop artist's victory divided fans on social media, some praising his unique performance style, others questioning how he could win a singing competition using electronic backups. But his final performance on the night brought the house down.
We don't really care about what they say, run. Say that, 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 that don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. But I need you to hurry up now, cause I can't wait much longer.
They've already performed as a duo and as collaborators over the years. Now, Neil and son Liam Finn have finally announced they'll be releasing their very first album together this year. It's due out on the 24th of August and called Light Sleeper, and apparently was recorded mostly in Neil's Auckland studio, keeping the family ethos alive with personnel recruited for the LP, including Sharon Finn, Neil's wife and Liam's mother, who plays bass on 2 of the songs, Liam's brother Elroy, and a good friend Conan, making a return to the band as well. And just for good measure, legendary artist and now Neil's new bandmate Mick Fleetwood features on 3 of the tracks. And he may have enjoyed plenty of hit movies over the years, but John Travolta's latest film about mob boss John Gotti has received a 0% score on website Rotten Tomatoes. The film, which features the Grease actor in the leading role, hasn't gone down well with critics who've so far seen the film. Gotti follows the crime boss's rise to become Teflon Don, head of the Gambino crime family in New York City, and stars Travolta's real-life wife, Kelly Preston, as the mobster's wife, Victoria. And it seems the website critics aren't the only ones. The New York Times critic panning it and Rolling Stone writing, starring in this mobster biopic that deserves to get whacked is an offer Travolta should have refused. The film at this stage, thankfully, doesn't have an Australian release date. And that's the latest.